What's going on, everybody? Welcome to our second episode of Vendetta's Fivecast. I'm your boy, Vendetta the Beast, aka Citizen V, here with my co-host, Tokyo Five. What's up, Five?
Yo, yo, what's good?
And we are going into our third month of lockdown and quarantine. Yeah, the third damn month. Man, who would have thought it would have lasted this long? but as they always say, it gets it eventually will get better before it gets worse. So hopefully,
I think you got that backwards.
Oh yeah,
worse before it gets better.
It gets worse before it gets better. Ah, who cares? Everybody knows what I'm talking about. Anywho, so. We want to thank anyone who's listening to us right now. We really appreciate it because you could be anywhere else, but you're here with us. So that said, let's get on to what's happening on into the world news this week. So what's been going on in the world?
Well, speaking of the COVID-19, global death toll approaches 265,000 deaths. The total number of coronavirus deaths across the world has reached at least to an approximately 264,679 deaths, according to Johns Hopkins University. The U.S. has the highest number of deaths with 73,500, followed by U.K. with 30, a little over 30, I'm sorry, and Italy with 29.5. U.S. unemployment claims hit 33.3 million. Further 3.2 million Americans sought unemployment benefits last week. The new applications brought the total number of jobless claims since mid-March to just 33 million, which is 20% of the U.S. workforce.
Man.
Also, President Trump tests negative for coronavirus after hearing reports about his valet driver being infected with the virus. Don't worry, everybody, he's fine. So is President or Vice President Mike Pence. Both have tested negative, so they're okay.
Well, that's good to hear.
Oh, yeah.
Probably unnecessary too, but know how it goes when it goes to anyone who's next to a man of that stature and anyone who's affiliated with them.
Oh, yeah, I'm pretty sure. You know, that dude's probably hidden somewhere safely right now. And they probably have like 3-4 more new valet drivers right behind that guy, just to, you know, keep the ball rolling.
Yeah. It
sucks for the valet driver, though, to be, you know, infected with the disease. My prayers go out to him. Hopefully he, you know, recovers. That's just, well, that just goes to show you anybody can get the virus. It's not discriminatory. It will get you if you're not safe.
Yeah.
In other news, the fatal shooting of a black man jogging in Brunswick, Georgia, Ahmed Aubrey, 25. Both killers have been found and arrested and now are awaiting trial. Gregory McMichael and son Travis McMichael decided to take action into their own hands.
Yeah, I heard about this one. The two gentlemen that were basically part of the neighborhood watch, you know, they've been having a recent case of thefts and break-ins in their neighborhood, and specifically in the Brunswick area of Georgia. And one day, Mr. Ahmed Aubrey, you happened to be in the area. Specifically, they caught him at a abandoned house. Well, a house that was still being constructed, which was one of the places that were places of interest that had been part of a recent crime. And they said they found him there. I guess he was just looking in. And for some weird reason, he was spotted by the two gentlemen, and then he took off. The authorities were called, but the two gentlemen, the McMichael gentlemen, they pursued him and in their pickup truck. They also brought along with them a handgun and a shotgun. They chased them down in what I believe was on was it a highway or some one of the roads over there. I believe it was near a highway, and where they tried to stop them cutting in front of them with their truck. And he kept going around, and then I believe after the final time, that's when they actually got out of their truck and then confronted him, specifically the son. And then when they got out to confront him, that's when it got physical. Aubrey, he attacked Travis, the younger, the son, and a scuffle happened, and shots were fired.
Did he attack or did he defend himself?
For what? It was from what the story says, he went on the attack first to get the gun off of him, but it was understandable because it's two grown men coming at him, trying to confront him with guns, so it's understandable. So you could say he was attacking him, and one say to say he was defending himself. So it's in the air of what you believe was of what side you want to believe it is. I mean, the investigation is still going on, and especially when the court day coming out. And I believe in getting all the facts before making personal, rational decisions, and jumping to conclusions. You got to get the whole all the facts before you can actually make your own judgment of something like this. But going on the facts that we have right now, with these two gentlemen, Travis McMichael and Greg, his father, Gregory McMichael, it does not look good for these guys. I mean,
no, it shows that Father Gregory McMichael has been denied for bail, and son Travis McMichael is possibly going to be charged with murder. I'm pretty sure Father Gregory McMichael will most likely get, what is it? I'm blanking right now, dude.
Accessory,
thank you.
Yeah, or
he might get charged with accessory for, just being there. But
our attempt,
they're not getting out. They're not going to get out of jail. They're going to go to jail.
It's pretty sad. I mean, it's a sad situation hearing about it, on the side, you get an unarmed man being gunned down by two gentlemen that was trying to make a citizen's arrest, which is legal, but and it seems like it was taken too far. But we gotta get, like I said, we gotta get the whole story before we can jump to come to an actual conclusion of what happened that day. You know, I mean, it's easy for people to try to make this a race thing. Yeah, it was two white guys and then an unarmed black guy. But, you know, that's how the certain news stations and a lot of people on social media are going to take put it as, you know, two white men gunned down an unarmed black man. You know, one's a former cop. And, you know, and that's the big thing that they want to paint it as.
Right.
So instead of just a horrible crime, that a horrible situation that all these gentlemen was in, and, you know, a family losing their loved one, and two men now caught up because they either did something foolish or they did something evil.
Right. Well, in some entertainment news today, Tekashi 6ix9ine is out of jail, and he dropped a single yesterday, Goomba.
Yeah.
I heard it. I'm not really impressed. It just seems like he's blurting the same word over and over again. But today, he was caught flexing at a Rhode Island house.
What?
Yes. Tekashi 6ix9ine was obviously flexing some dough, some cheddar on his balcony. Got caught, I guess, from a neighbor who posted it on Instagram that there was literally like two houses down, and she could see it through her window, and you just see Tekashi on the balcony just being Tekashi.
Oh, dear gosh. I mean, you got your freedom, dude. Come on.
I mean, he's free. He's out. He's doing. It's like he never missed a beat. You know what I mean? Like, as soon as he was released, it was back to being Tekashi again. It's so funny to see how, I don't know if it's a facade he's putting on or what, but he's just grinning ear to ear in his music video, and obviously in the photo that shows him in the Rhode Island house, he's smiling. So my thing is like, dude, what are you smiling about? You just snitched on a whole freaking gang, but you feel it's like it hasn't fazed you, bro. That's kind of scary.
Well, as it is, I mean, yeah, I can understand him being young. He is the situation that he was in. I mean, it's crazy. I mean, he put himself in that situation, being affiliated with those type of individuals. But what do you expect? But you know, but when you get,
I guess,
caught up in the craziness the madness that he was in, you know, kidnappings, you know, attempted kidnappings, you know, forcibly trying to have sex with his girl, and, you know, beatings and robbings. I mean, how much can a man take? You say, you guys are supposed to be my homies, and you're doing all this to me. I wish the best for him, really. I mean, you know, it's not the most likely that, you know, that someone caught up in something that crazy and they get their freedom back.
Dude, dude. He snitched on everybody. They got the dudes are getting 15 years and more.
Yeah.
Like, and this guy is walking around like none of this just happened. I don't know. Maybe it's me. Maybe I'm just overthinking it.
Yeah. I mean, hopefully, I wish some health for him and his family. You know, hopefully they'll be safe through all this. You know.
Yep.
It's going to be with him to the end of the time. I mean, apparently he's still making money, you know, he's flashing cash.
Obviously, yeah.
Especially he got that $10 million deal from, I believe, HBO.
Did he now?
I believe I would say, yeah, do a series or something like that. Huh. I can't. I got to do more information on that, but it is. It is what it is. You know, he got, oh, wow, he got pictures of him on, yeah, flashing millions of dollars in cash on the damn map. Okay. I mean, when you still got millions of dollars in cash, I guess you're still doing all right. So, you know,
I guess.
How do you know, who, what, how many people do you know who go to jail and they come out and they still like millionaires or less? You know?
Well, I mean, he wasn't gone for that long. What was
yeah, he wasn't gone for that. But yeah. it was scary when he got in, because they put seizures on all of it, and they took his cash, they seized on all of his accounts, his mother accounts, and all that stuff. That's crazy.
Well,
but you know,
he's back. Doing Tekashi.
I mean, I'm not a fan of his music, but
okay,
the best.
Like I said, the single. It just sounds like he's saying the same shit over and over, and it's just like, okay. And then he like morphs his head into a mouse and everything. It's just, yeah, it's weird. And some sports news. The NFL draft just happened. First NFL draft that was virtual. Due to social distancing and COVID-19 stipulating, you know, kind of ruining it. From what I understand, though, in 2 years, Vegas gets to have the draft come back due to COVID, you know, fucking it up. So the virtual draft went really smoothly, in my opinion. I kind of thought there might be some glitches or, you know, somebody couldn't get in touch with somebody on the phone or something. No, it went really smooth. As far as the picks, they were pretty obvious. And it just went down the list until about Arizona's pick, where they kind of turned the page and picked the linebacker from Clemson, Isaiah Simmons. That kind of threw me off. And then my team, the Jacksonville Jaguars, was next. You have your run, you have a slew of picks when it comes to the receiver. I was so baffled that they did not take one of those receivers, one of the good ones at least. Huh. They went and picked a cornerback from Florida. I don't know what their obsession is with Florida players. They love Gators. but
I mean,
you know,
a lot of legends came from that school, so it's understandable. What did they keep going from there? And you know, we got greats like Ed Reed and
Fred Taylor, yeah,
Ray Lewis, and all them that came from there.
No Gators so. Lately have done anything, in my opinion. Speaking of football. I believe it was yesterday. Wasn't it yesterday? It was yesterday.
Yeah.
The schedule came out. Or was it the night before? I believe it was the night before. The NFL schedule came out. The first game, I believe, is going to be a Monday night game between the Raiders and the Saints at Vegas.
Wow.
So, I guess week one, big game of the night in a brand new stadium in a very big city. Well, I wouldn't say big, but very flashy city. That should be a good game.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's going to be. It's going to be one that everyone's going to tune into.
Oh, yeah.
Hopefully, by the time it rolls near all this pandemic and quarantine, stuff will be over with. So,
yeah. Yeah. Well, let's get into some gaming news. Bro, what you got for us?
Well, if you haven't been hearing in the gaming news this week so far, the biggest story right now at the moment is the controversy surrounding The Last of Us Part 2 game. And there has been quite the stir, especially on social media about it. The first thing is the leaks. Yes, there's been leaks of the game's major story and major parts of the story and pictures leaked online. And it's all confirmed that this is stuff that's going to happen in the game. So this is not fake or anything about it, but yeah. And the first rumor about these leaks was the person who leaked it was a disgruntled employee,
of course,
through Naughty Dog. I guess some inside situation that was going down, he was unhappy and he ended up leaking some of the game, the major spoilers online for the game.
Do they know for a fact it was this guy?
It's one of the things going out there now. Naughty Dog and especially Neil Druckmann,
mm-hmm,
the head of Naughty Dog, they've been doing major damage control, you know, mm-hmm, trying to flag down anybody that, or any site and any YouTube video or channel that's been talking about the leaks or anything. But you know the saying, once it's on the internet, it's on the internet forever. So
yeah,
and that was a losing fight once it started. So now they're doing their best to deflect and deter. Neil Druckmann, his response is, well, that it was not a disgruntled employee. It was an overzealous fan who hacked into their site and, you know, leaked it online. If you believe
the file size for this game is like 100 gigs.
That's insane. I mean, a lot of
forever for this game to download 100 gigs.
Yeah, I mean, it's what you expect, especially with something this big, this great. I mean,
that's crazy.
It's what it is. But you know, with Neil Druckmann and him and Naughty Dog's responses and them trying to deflect and, you know, keep the damage to a minimal about the game, there has been plenty of reactions, especially from the fans. You know, many of the fans are extremely angry about, you know, not just being spoiled by the game, but how the game is going to be, you know, how the confirmed story plot and what happens to certain characters. A lot of them are not happy about it, you know. They're not happy with the direction of what's going to go. You know, you go on Twitter or any type of social media and you see people complain about it, complaining to the company of why they're doing this to the story and why. And then it also doesn't help to the fact that Neil Druckmann is also affiliated with a certain internet feminist, popular, who's very well known to the gaming community. And not in a good way. This particular feminist, she does not have a good standing with the good gaming community. And when it was heard that she has a certain relationship, a close relationship with the head of Naughty Dog, and she may have had some influence on how the game story was going to go. And that really, really set some people off in the game community. Community, because they don't want this particular feminist to be anywhere near games or anywhere near gaming at all, considering who she is and her past with gaming and what she's been trying to do to the gaming community ever since she popped up on the scene. So it's kind of sad to see a Naughty Dog, a very big, iconic developing company, making great games, legendary games, you know, since, you know, Crash Bandicoot back in the day. It's kind of hard to see these guys get caught up in a situation like this. You know, hopefully this doesn't like tarnish their legacy or make them go down or harm them even more. Because with the fans' reactions, you know, negative reactions with the outcries and the outroars and people canceling their pre-orders, you know, and the battle of the little silent battle between Naughty Dog and them kind of blaming GameStop for this also. It's madness. I mean, then you have the other side. There are some people out there that this hasn't bothered them at all. They still want to get the game. They still pre-order it or still plan to buy it, you know. And they're trying their hardest not to see the spoiler. I mean, it's blood getting on the air, because if you look up anything about that game, you're going to be bombarded with spoilers. So they're being extra careful about it. So hopefully this all blows over and it won't be as big and bad as it is right now. You know,
it's just so. Well,
yeah.
We're about to take a short break, ladies and gentlemen. Once we come back, we are going to delve into some more gaming news for you guys. And then Darrell has his top 5 games of the week for quarantine, right? Of the week. Right, okay.
Yes.
Top 5 games of the week while in quarantine. You know, this is a very tough time where, like you said, third month going into quarantine can get a little hectic. So, you know, just try to keep a level head, do some yoga maybe. I don't know. But we'll be right back after this sponsors.
Hey, you. Want to start your own podcast? Want to gain thousands of listeners? Anchor is the easiest way to make a podcast. Anchor gives you everything you need in one place for free. Yeah, you heard me, for free. Which you can use right from your very own smartphone or PC device. Tokyo 5 and myself, we've been using Anchor for a good time now. And I'm telling you right now, we both love it. You can easily make money from your own podcast with no minimum listenership. Crazy, right? But it's true. So once you get started on making your own podcast on Anchor, and while you're at it, check out our podcast, Vanetta's Fivecast, for all your gaming news, updates, and worldly news, and more. Download the Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started. Hey, guys. All right, guys. Welcome back to Vendetta's Podcast. I'm your boy, Vendetta the Beast, a.k.a. Citizen V, here with my co-host, Tokyo 5.
Hello, hello.
What's up, 5? And now, we're about to get into the free games for the month. Not better than having free games every month, especially during this time when we're in quarantine.
Free's always good.
So, getting free games is the best thing. And for no matter what system or PC that you play on. So, let's get this in right now. First off, we're going to start with Xbox Live. You know, anyone with Xbox Gold for the month of May, you're going to get the free games of what is it? Oh, we have Z Rally 4, the high-octane rallycross racing game for the Xbox One. And then next up, you're going to have the classic hit of Sensible World of Soccer, available for the Xbox One and Xbox 360. Those two games are available right now for Games for Gold on Xbox Live.
Those aren't the first ones.
And then,
I said those are the free ones or the ones with gold? Or is that the same thing?
That's the same thing. It's the same thing, Ty. If you already got Xbox Live Gold, it's for free. All right. And then those are going to be available all the way up for half of the month until May 16th. And then after that day, two new games are going to be available. The first one's going to be Warhammer 40,000 Inquisitor Martyr, a very popular RPG hack and slash game that I'm pretty sure a lot of Warhammer fans are going to love to play. And that's going to be available for the Xbox One exclusively. And then along with that, it's going to be the unforgettable cult classic Overlord 2 for the Xbox One and Xbox 360. If you're very familiar with the first Overlord game, I'm pretty sure you're going to love this one, especially if you played this before when it was first released back in the day for the 360. So, be ready for those two games later on in the month. And that's going to be it for the games, free games for Xbox Live. Now for the PS Plus free, the PlayStation Plus Sony fans, you're going to have the free games from May. It's going to be City Skylines, the City Creator Simulator. You get to create your own city and build up your own skyscrapers. And then along with that is going to be Farming Simulator 19.
Farming Simulator.
Yeah. Yep. So you get two simulator games for PS Plus.
Wow.
For the month of May. Yeah. Very, very lackluster. Yeah, no. Well, at least for, hey, it's free, but
it's
two simulator games. But I know a lot of people who were waiting for the new May games for PlayStation Plus. They were there was rumors of getting Dying Light and Dark Souls remastered, but unfortunately, that's not true. This is what you get: Cities and Fusion Center.
So, Drew, did you hear Xbox is launching a Nintendo Direct-style monthly events for the rest of the year? I'm assuming this is this is going to lead up to the release of the Xbox Series X, which they've released a list of some of the games that'll be coming out for the system. That's very interesting. You know? Microsoft's taking Nintendo's approach.
That's something that is interesting. Who would have thought Microsoft would have would do something like that? It would
says,
take those from Nintendo.
Right. It says the events will happen each month for the rest of 2020, beginning this month, May 7th. That was 2 days ago. Okay. Inside Xbox stream, which you can watch right now. Like I said, that was 2 days ago. Focus on third-party Xbox Series X games, like one of the games I'm kind of interested in, Assassin's Creed Valhalla. Each installment of Xbox 2020 will be different, focusing on things like the Series X, Game Studios, Game Pass, X Cloud, and more. They won't each events either, you know, with E3 canceled, but it plans for the June edition are as of yet unconfirmed. So, I guess what they're saying is because a new Nintendo is there. Yeah, so it's going to be called Xbox 2020. I guess that's their Nintendo Direct style version of it. Rather than hosting a few big events during the year in order to deliver the latest information, it'll be spreading them out with more consistent and substantial announcements. And several will include specific themes. Okay, so it's called Xbox 2020 monthly event. That's interesting. I'm actually kind of interested in that Assassin's Creed Valhalla. To be a Viking, holy crap.
That game looks
I haven't seen the trailer yet or gameplay. But
I've seen a clip, but I haven't seen watched the whole trailer yet. I might do that tonight. Right, so if I get a chance.
Dude, I know this is off topic, sorry ladies and gentlemen, but did you see the hype video for the Venom 2 movie with Carnage? Oh man. I got goosebumps when I saw that.
It says
there will be carnage or something like that.
I definitely gotta check it out because considering that Venom is my favorite Marvel character, so I definitely have to check it out, and I'm interested to see how they're going to try to do it. I was kind of worried on how they was going to bring Carnage in because it was iffy to me. The first thing was iffy to me. I liked it. It was good. I think the only thing that held it back was the PG-13 rating. I said, come on now. This is Venom. This is supposed to be blood and guts and people get ripped apart and shreds all over the place. This is toned down for children. I mean, yeah, it should be rated R. I don't like that. I didn't like that it was toned down.
Yeah,
that was my biggest complaint about the movie. I mean, and now you're about to put in Carnage, where every time he comes into a screen, someone's going. There's usually some people dying. There's usually someone definitely dying or getting killed by him. It's gonna be hard to do a superpowered serial killer in a PG-13 setting.
Well, Darrell, tell us about your five games for the week while in quarantine.
Well. As you know, we're in the third month of quarantine.
62.
And plenty of us are day 62, and plenty of us, well, for gamers, this is a dream come true, you know? We get all the time to play all the games we want, you know? This does not infringe on our on us on any sort of way. We're not, you know, if you're an introvert and you don't care much about going outside that much, you're, this is the greatest thing that happened. So, yes, I get to stay in the house and play games all the damn day. Now, for those who are essential workers like myself, you're kind of bummed because basically things still haven't changed for you.
So nobody cares about you, essential workers, and your little piece of paper.
Yeah. It's I don't know anything like that, but you know that are in major socialites and people like that who love going out, like who's losing their mind because they're still in the house. This is a good way to chill, hit back, just boot up whatever system or that you play on and just start playing some games. And while you're playing some games, I got 5 games that I believe you could check out that could help you pass the time while in quarantine. 5. So this is going to be my top 5 games to play while in quarantine. All right. Starting at number 1 on the list.
1.
We have Shadow of Colossus. Now, this is a classic game that definitely gives a challenge for the average gamer and to step away from the normal action adventure game when it comes to the adventure type that you're doing in the style play and the basic mission of what you have to do and the enemies that you have to fight. Whether you're playing the original 2005 release or the remastered version that came out in 2009, it's still a great game, iconic. The gameplay is just, it gives you much, much, much things to do and what you need to do, figuring out what you have to do to beat this game. And it's going to be hours upon hours of fun. Trying to complete these challenges and trying to figure out how to beat these colossal giant enemies that you have to face in it. So, that's the first game. Number 2 on the list.
2.
We have The Division 2. Those of you who are familiar with the first Division game, you're going to be know what you're getting yourself into. And those who's going to be new to the Division game, this MMORPG from Tom Clancy is an enlightening third person RPG, and which is ironically a similar setting where we're going through right now, but not as bad as zombies. They have it, you know, well, not zombies, it's a plague, but it's not as bad as, we're not in a post-apocalypse type of world yet, but, you know, let's hope it never gets as bad it is in that, as it is in this game, but, you know, but with many different missions and objectives to complete in this game, and an open world where you can travel damn near everywhere in this game, you're going to have hours, days, no, it's not just hours, it's days upon days of things to do in this game. You know, the PvE will definitely keep you up, and then you have the PvP Dark Zone, which will guarantee you lots of play time it's and surprises on the way. Going into the dark zone,
prize system, isn't it? Type game where you have to fight big bosses to get good guns and whatnot.
Yep, Yep, trying to get guns, trying to get all good, great gear, and all, and everything to help you build your character. And the thing is, when you throw into PvP, that area where rival characters, when you're trying to get that loot, and rival characters are also trying to get that loot, because they're going to be fighting each other for it. And it's crazy. It can get chaotic and get all sorts of types of chaos can break out when you're into the dark zone. You know, people stealing, trying to steal your loot. People trying to murder you for your loot. Random NPCs coming up and ruining the fight and killing everyone if they're strong enough. I mean, it's a visually great game, and you can check it out. Now, number three on the list.
Three.
We have the game Sea of Thieves. At first, when I heard about this game and I saw it, I thought it was going to be just some little silly kiddies game. Pirate games. Man, I was wrong. This game is just great. This is just great. Get to sail the open seas and look for treasure, be bounty hunting, going after NPCs, and then the fact that while sailing the open seas, you have to be on the watch out for many different enemies. That can come and get you from sea monsters like the Kraken or a Megalodon shark or NPC ghost ships coming out the water invading you and trying to kill you, and from also rival pirate crews and other players coming up and trying to kill you and take any loot that you have. It's pure madness on the scene. It's definitely the pirate's life, and it's a game I definitely recommend. Man, you know, it's a game that's going to definitely help take your mind off being in quarantine. Spend some hours for fun. The next game on the list. Number four. Sekiro: Shadows Die Twice. Now, I'll tell you this right now. If you are familiar with the Dark Souls franchise and the Bloodborne, like
that is pretty much impossible to beat. Yeah.
Yes, it is. This is from the same creator.
Of course.
They made this game. So prepare for pain, agony, frustration, and lots of death. And, you know, from the twisted minds from the Dark Souls home developers, this time you get to play as a samurai who's on a warpath for vengeance and honor, and to save a young noble that he's supposed to protect from people that kidnap him. I think
it's like the three hardest games to play. Is this one, Dark Souls, and fucking Cuphead.
Huh. I don't know that. I can understand it. I mean, the Dark Souls Chrome developers, man, these guys are some new type of status. They just love torturing their players. I mean, when you play this game, you're going to die a lot. It's not a matter of if or if not. You are going to die. Prepare to die a lot in this game.
Which
game.
You have no
life. Even if you're really, you're still going to die. The most pro on players, they even die in this game. So it's going to be... So between all these enemies, you know, that different type of enemies that kill you and also get smarter along with you. So you're gonna have to change up your strategy a lot because the enemies don't, if they kill you and don't think they're gonna do the same thing over and over just because after they kill you, they're gonna change up the strategy, their strategies also. So you're gonna have to be on your P's and Q's when you're playing this game, and you're going to learn how to figure out how to kill certain enemies or when to run away from certain fights, actually, too. Because sometimes that's when I haul up spells, you can't kill a certain enemy, run away from it. That also. And trust me, this type of game is going to take you weeks, if not a whole month to probably be. Unless you, but then again, since we're in quarantine, if you just obsess over it, you could probably get it within a couple of days.
Team no sleep.
It's been a couple of days or a whole week. How much you die. depending on how much sleep you want to get. Okay, for the final game, number 5.
What?
On the list. In the final game. This game is a classic and dear to my heart.
Oh, yeah.
Lost Odyssey is a very underrated RPG. I don't think it got as much shine as it should when it first came out on Xbox 360 years ago. But this game is amazing, iconic, and wow. I mean, the graphics were great for its time. But the game is still great. The story is unbelievable, and the characters are memorable and lovable, you know, and awesome to boot. It's a 4-disc adventure game. So yeah, 4 discs. So you can, yeah, it's gonna take you a while to beat it, and it's an RPG, so you know it's going to be lots of grinding, so you can make your way to the story, you know, and if you don't grind, you won't be able to get past it unless you're at a certain level, especially when you run into a boss at a certain level, and he ends up destroying you, and you got to find out, you got to go do some side missions to get your characters up.
That I like, Dead Space.
Well,
Dead Space.
Dead Space. I don't think that game was underrated. It was great. It was great, but it definitely wasn't underrated. It's one of the top horror survival horror games. So
Lost Odyssey.
Lost Odyssey, man. Can check that game out. Get at the store. Get these games at the store or the get market. It straight off the marketplace.
It's a PlayStation game too, right? Like you get both systems.
I believe you can. Wait. I hope it wasn't exclusive. I could be wrong. Let me look this up. Cause I played it on the 360.
I'm sure if it was on the 360, it was on the PlayStation.
Yep. This is one of exclusive 360 games. No, it was not on the PlayStation. So, sorry, PlayStation players. I mean, unless you, it's this one, that one you're gonna have to miss that one.
You get 2 free simulator games. So stop crying.
And you also get Shadow of Colossus. That was, I believe that was, yeah, that was an exclusive PlayStation game. So,
right,
you know, you get that.
Jeez.
So there you go. Two exclusive games. One for PlayStation at the beginning, and one for the Microsoft
Everybody
at
wins.
The end, Lost Odyssey. So, yeah. Well, that's going to do it for our show tonight, guys. We want to thank you guys for listening. Myself and Tokyo 5, we enjoyed it, and hopefully have many more shows to come. And hopefully by the time we do this, we'll be here still, especially when all this pandemic stuff is over. But until then, until next time, guys, I'm your boy Citizen V, and he's Tokyo 5, and we're going to be out.